Welcome to AFRAM Speaks, continuing conversations about racism in the workplace and organization. These important discussions come to you from SEIU 503's African American Caucus, known as AFRAM. AFRAM's President Carol Littleton Kelly and Treasurer Glendora Claybrooks will bring these podcasts to you this month on AFRAM Speaks. Join us.
My name is Carol Kelly. I'm the president of AFRAM Caucus, SEIU 503. And we're just here to talk about a little bit, starting some conversations about racism at the workforce and in organizations. So we really just want to begin to have a conversation. Before I get into it a little bit more, I want my co-worker, Nanette Carter, she's going to introduce herself. Danette?
Carol, I'm so glad that you were able to carve out some time for us to chat. As your vice president of the African American Caucus, and as a colleague in the work of developing and growing our union, it is just so important that we come together and talk about the serious topics affecting our workers, in particular African-American workers. As you know, this will be the second year that we will have Juneteenth as a federal holiday. And it is important that all workers understand the significance of Juneteenth as a population that has been marginalized and underrecognized and for many, many decades faced with the challenges of fighting for their space in the workplace and a place within union. So racism, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge that it is very much alive and well in this country as well as in our very own union. And mm-hmm. So coming together at this time when the nation has recognized the atrocities that were inflicted upon African Americans, people with melanin, and we want to be present. We want people to know our story from mm-hmm. our lips. And so we have this opportunity to present our side of the story mm-hmm. as we see it. Right. So when they talk about his story, we want to make sure that it includes our story.
Right. And that sounds good. And I'm really glad that you said that because it's really important that I believe that all of our workers, people who we're associated with in our union, on our job, and even with the community and the public at large, understand why we celebrate Juneteenth. And since we're celebrating the Juneteenth and we're talking about racism in the workforce and in other organizations. And as you say, I really agree that people can see how we see racism from our eyes and our perspective. Because when we first started talking about when the subject matter first came out, a lot of people, they started changing, like they were getting scared and they were feeling different. And what I told people, I said, no, I said, this is not that kind of thing. Like, it's not gonna be just accusatory or somebody pointing fingers or saying you was bad and this kind of thing. We're trying to have a conversation so we can start alleviating the prejudices and the racism that we see and or experience. So it's not just only pointing out like just like only our union or something like that, or we're not just doing it like that. This is for overall and even in the city, the whole state of Oregon. So hopefully what we'll get out of this is begin to have a conversation with people where they begin to feel comfortable So when you start to talk about racism, they can deal with where we're coming from as African-American people and don't have to be offensive or feel afraid to say even maybe how they feel. So it's not about trying to point people out to see you're a racist, you know, or something like that. But even sometimes people may hear something that they might not even know that they're that way. You know, so it's all a matter of how people themselves perceive what is called racism, because some people might not feel that they're racist, or they don't have no idea that that could be labeled as a racist act. So when we're talking about in reference to the job place, you know, that comes like with certain people getting raises or not, or vacations or not, or getting treated unfairly or not, you know. And those are the things that we're looking at when we're talking about at our job place. So I don't know how you feel about that, Nanette.
Well, my bottom line is this. There is no social justice without economic justice.
Mm-hmm.
And the justice that we're seeking boils down to our ability to thrive and succeed in the chosen careers that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no room for racism in our lives, in the lives of our children, in the lives of our community. What we've seen over the decades, and most recently with the violence that's being inflicted upon innocent people simply because of their racial identity, is a true depiction of how we have been cast aside and dismissed as even being human. And so we want to have the dialogue. We want to lead the dialogue. We want to make sure that we are in the forefront of eradicating racism. We stand with others who we identify as allies to bring this conversation to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gathered speakers from across Oregon to be part of this dynamic conversation. And we invite fellow members of SEIU staff and our community throughout Oregon to join us, as this is going to be a virtual event. So I invite everyone that is listening, be a part of the conversation. Don't miss this opportunity. And as we always say, we'll holler at you at a later time.
That sounds real good, Nanette. And thank you for that, because that sounds so good. So we just really do. I just want to add to what Nanette was saying. We really just want to have a conversation with everyone. Everyone, you don't have to feel so nervous or get so super deep. And it probably will get deep, because our speakers are really good at on the topic that they speak on, but just having a real honest, clean conversation about racism at our jobs and how it affects African Americans, and let's see where we go from there. You guys meet us June 17th from 5:30 to 7:30. We're gonna have it on Zoom link, and we want all of our peers to be either professional or nay, because we want to continue this conversation, not just a one-time thing, but for us to be able to come together and just talk about the different aspects of racism and respecting each other in the workforce. Stay tuned.
Thank you for joining us for AFRM Speaks, continuing conversations about racism in the workplace and organization. AFRM is the African American Caucus of SEIU 503 Oregon.